Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, kembali ke sekolah normal dapat menjadi saat yang menyenangkan atau yang mencemaskan bagi anak-anak setelah liburan musim panas. Ini beberapa tip bagi orang tua untuk membantu anak-anak mereka memasuki tahun ajaran baru. Sebuah penelitian oleh Kids Helpline pada bulan Mei tahun lalu menemukan bahwa 39% penelpon dari anak-anak remaja yang lebih muda merasa cemas atau khawatir untuk kembali ke sekolah dan kehidupan kerja yang normal. Seorang konselor saluran bantuan anak-anak menjelaskan.
So that's a lot of people who aren't quite sure whether they're ready to go back to school or to work. The first reason is that people are worried about second wave COVID-19. So they're still worried about getting sick or their family getting sick or things getting worse. The second reason is that normal isn't going to be the same as it was before COVID-19. So there will be big changes at school and in general life as a result of this. And the third reason why people are worried about this is actually because for some people, being at home and being in isolation had some positives with it, and they really just enjoyed being at home a little bit more.
Menurut Associate Professor Asha Bowen, spesialis penyakit menular anak di Telethon Kids Institute di Perth, setahun setelah pandemi, banyak sekolah-sekolah di seluruh negara ini telah beradaptasi dan mengelola perubahan di tengah pandemi COVID-19, dan sebagian besar menjauhi penularan.
Limiting adults on the school ground at times, hand washing and respiratory hygiene, coughing and sneezing into your elbow, cleaning your hands, disposing of your tissues after sneezing are really important activities for kids to be taught to do and for to be active in the school environment.
Seorang dokter spesialis anak dan penyakit menular dari Sydney, Dr. Achana Koirala, mengatakan penelitian menemukan bahwa anak-anak tampaknya bukan faktor risiko yang nyata dalam penularan meskipun tanpa ada jarak fisik di sekolah dan prasekolah serta tempat bermain.
So currently we don't recommend that physical distancing is required in school settings and kids need to be able to tumble and play and it's really hard for young children to be separated.
Departemen Kesehatan Australia menyatakan bahwa hanya 4,5% dari kasus COVID-19 terjadi pada anak usia sekolah. Sementara itu, penelitian Dr. Bowen menunjukkan tingkat penularan yang lebih rendah di sekolah-sekolah di New South Wales yang diambil dari sampel kasus COVID-19 yang terkait dengan sekolah hingga akhir semester 3 tahun lalu. Dari hampir 6.000 kontak yang dilacak, hanya terjadi kurang dari 1% penularan.
Children under 10 are much less likely to infect others with the virus and also to be infected themselves. That doesn't mean that they will not get infected, but it just means that a lower end. And then as kids get into adolescence, so high school ages, that continues to increase and gets closer to the adult ranges by the time they're finishing high school.
Namun, Dr. Koirala menganjurkan agar anak-anak di atas usia 12 tahun memakai masker di dalam angkutan umum.
It's important that the students heed health advice or wear masks during public transport. And I think that's really important because there are adults that catch public transport and public transport is a lot more of a confined space.
Nasihat kesehatan bagi masyarakat Australia tidak mengharuskan anak-anak di bawah usia 12 tahun untuk memakai masker. Namun Dr. Bowen mengatakan itu bisa berubah pada saat terjadi wabah. Untuk saat ini, ia tidak terlalu peduli dengan varian baru di luar negeri karena transmisi komunitas dari strain tersebut belum tercatat di Australia.
Trying to protect kids at all odds and asking them to wear masks right now is probably going to reduce their willingness to do it potentially at a time where it is needed. So I think right now we don't need kids to wear masks in schools, but we need to be quite conscious of the changing environment and these changing messages as transmission changes.
Yuna Chow dilahirkan di Taiwan dan ia memiliki dua anak usia sekolah saat ini. Ia mengatakan anak-anaknya sudah terbiasa memakai masker di tempat umum dan di sekolah karena di Taiwan hal itu sudah diterima sebagai norma sosial.
我觉得有时候绝对的服从未必是一件坏事。我喜欢台湾的理念，台湾就是防疫如抗战。我会跟孩子说，你不但保护自己，你更要保护别人。我们要对整个社会有责任。戴口罩就是尽到我们这份社会责任，这是一种很好、很荣耀的事情。我是这样教育我小孩，然后我觉得他们也很能接受。
Julian Perawat pediatrik di Brisbane mengatakan, meskipun mengenakan masker bukanlah bagian dari budaya kehidupan sehari-hari warga Australia, namun ia menyarankan untuk membiasakan anak-anak Anda mengenakan masker di rumah untuk berjaga-jaga jika ada perubahan pada nasihat kesehatan.
Let's just have a play around and see how it goes. This is how mummy and daddy are doing it, but it's going to be difficult for the children because they don't like hats on, let alone a face mask.
Dr. Bowen mengatakan kebiasaan di rumah itu membantu dan orang tua perlu mengajari anak-anak mereka prosedur yang benar cara memakai dan melepaskan masker wajah.
Make sure that you're just touching the parts that are around your ears because the part at the front is where anyone who coughs near you would put respiratory virus there. So we really need to be practicing how to get it on, making sure that we clean our hands before and after putting it on, check that kids can wear it comfortably and safely and are familiar with how to do it.
Namun, Julian percaya kebersihan tangan lebih penting daripada meminta anak kecil untuk memakai masker.
Don't be sending sick children to school. It doesn't have to be for COVID. And then, you know, you could be infecting somebody at school who has immunology issues, who is very vulnerable to any cold, coughs and flu sort of things.
Sementara itu, untuk siswa sekolah menengah yang khawatir tertular COVID-19, Dr. Achana Koirala menyarankan untuk membentuk gelembung persahabatan Anda sendiri.
Adolescents want to hang out with each other. And so one of the best methods is to just choose a couple of people that you really want to hang out with and maybe make that your little bubble.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.